Craig Genualdo is with us, the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School. And Craig, welcome. Good to see you in person.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love what you guys are doing for the local sports scene. It's excellent.
Well, thank you for that. We're here watching the Hamilton Wenham boys Ipswich soccer game here at Hamilton Wenham. But I guess tell us a little bit about the soccer season so far this year.
Our boys and girls have both been excellent. Our boys are leading the Baker division of the Cape Ann League. They've played, even in the games they've lost, they had some people injured and they were real close and they try to grind it out. They're playing excellent team soccer, passing well, and doing all the little things you need to do to be successful. And it's not like, you know, they're blowing people out, and that's actually a positive. They're playing really well as a team. They play well in crunch time, and they play well together in the toughest moments. I think that's why they're doing well. And then I think the girls' team hasn't lost or tied yet. And again, they're another team. If you look at our results, even though we're undefeated, you see that there's a lot of one-goal games there. I think that speaks to the character of the coaches and what they're trying to instill in the kids.
Yeah, and the league as well, you know, in that regard. What other fall sports news do you have from Hamilton Wenham this year?
Volleyball's having their best season in a while. I think they have 10 wins already. I think they may be 10-4. They're playing today. I know cross country continues to roll on. They're doing excellent. Girls remain undefeated, and of course their winning streak is sort of taking on a life of its own. Just trying to get them to appreciate the process and, you know, do the one meet at a time thing. And the boys are having a great season in their own right. I know they're looking forward to a great end of October here down the stretch with sectionals and states and things of that nature. And golf is about to enter the state tournament. They finished 12-2 the other day in the regular season, and they're looking forward to a good state tournament as well.
Yeah. And I know the football team picked up their first win of the season last weekend against Georgetown.
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at our games, even though, you know, we're 1-4, I know that's not where they would love to be right now. But all of our games have been close. We lost to Ipswich by a couple points. We lost to Manchester by a couple points. And even the Fenwick game, there was one two-minute stretch at the very end of the third quarter, start of the fourth, where they got a couple touchdowns. And outside of that, it's an incredibly even game. So they've played great. It's just a matter of, you know, we have a lot of young talent. We have some good veteran leadership, but there's a lot of young talent. And when that happens, like, you know, you have a mistake here, a mistake there that really hurts your continuity. But they're coming around, and they're looking forward to a good finish.
And, Craig, any other final thoughts either about the fall or any other news from Hamilton Wenham regarding winter or spring sports?
No, we're just excited. We try to do the Patriots thing. We try to do the 1 week at a time here and try not to look too far. But, no, we're very excited about all the potentials for postseason in the fall. There's a lot of teams that can make a lot of noise. You know, we're always cautious of looking at win-loss records as a way to indicate success. We don't believe, like, you know, we are winning a lot of games this year, and we're proud of that. But, you know, that's not what we look at for success. It's not what we look at when we're not doing that well either. We have a lot of kids out. We're glad about that. You know, we're trying to teach the character things that happen in those close games, like I mentioned. And we're just excited about that and trying to enjoy the weather here and enjoy each day as it comes.
No, absolutely. And Hamilton Wenham is one of those schools where, as you kind of alluded to, participation is a big thing with Hamilton Wenham for sure.
Yeah, last year we were up over 70%, and that's always a huge number. At these types of schools, you know, the standard is about 60 to 62, 63%, and we were up over 70 last year. We're probably going to hit that number again. I think that just speaks to, you know, and if you looked at the number of things they do even outside of sports, the extracurriculars and the, you know, that number probably jumps up to over 90. There's just a lot of things here that kids do well, and we try to encourage their gifts and every individual thing that they choose to do and do them as well as they can and support them through their education.
All right. Sounds good. Craig, good talking with you.
Thanks.
Craig Genualdo, the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School on MSONewsSports.com.